From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. You know, we get the absolute best interns in the whole world. I don't mean just like NPR gets the best interns in the whole world, but actually All Songs Considered absolutely gets the best interns in the whole wide world. And I know the other interns who hear that will beg to differ, and so will the other employees, but we do. And Patrick Frank was our summer intern this summer. We went to a lot of concerts together. It was really rough work. Right, Patrick?
Oh, so hard, so hard.
And I just thought Patrick has he listens to different stuff than I do, and I thought it would be fun to have you come on, play stuff for me, stuff you fell in love with this summer, stuff you fell in love with this year. And what is that shirt you're wearing?
This shirt is
it's got a lot of teeth.
There's a lot of teeth. It's a little bit off center. The head is a little bit deformed, some horns. This shirt is a item that is sold by a guy named Liam Lynch.
Uh-huh.
Liam Lynch is a kind of jack of all trades. He directed the
Funny video stuff.
Right, yeah. He directed the Tenacious D movie. He also did that quirky little hit called The United States of Whatever back in the day. That was him. And he also does
got a podcast I used to
the
Lynchland.
Watch all the time. Yeah, Lynchland. It's I'm big.
We've
on
already
Lynchland,
gone off on a wonderful tangent.
I know.
We played like an ounce of music.
10 yet. Minutes in.
Okay. So music this summer. You had to have some favorites. You probably listened to, I would guess you averaged 100 a week, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think it was right around there. We just get so much stuff in all those mail bins, and just trying to get through it all is
And you were
really
you were
fun.
Curating what we have as a show called Open Mic.
Open Mic, yeah, it's great. All little bands, little labels doing it their
unsigned
own.
Unsigned folks, and it's online all the time. You can see it. We have one artist every day, and that you helped curate that and did a great job this
Thank
summer.
Thank you, appreciate it.
So pick me something that you
All right, well, this first cut is from a brand-new band called Vampire Weekend. They are making a lot of buzz. They're from New York, and I really like this band because they do a lot of different stuff, and it's a lot of people are going to think it's kind of like the Graceland Paul Simon thing, but I really hear a lot of early Police in terms of, you know, just using a little bit more world music than most artists do. So
let's listen and come back and talk about them, because I'm curious about a band that's young people pulling from Graceland, and we're talking not Elvis here, but we're talking Paul Simon here. That's good. No, somehow that didn't make it to my desk. Is that you keeping that
no.
in your back pocket?
Oh, yeah. I'm saving that one.
It's curious to me. How old are these folks, do you think?
Well, I'm 21, and they just graduated college, or they're still
so they're
in college,
they're
so they're right around
mid,
my
low,
age. So
lower 20s.
Yeah.
What strikes me about you, other interns, when I was 21, I knew a lot about music, but there was a lot less to know. I mean, there was a lot less
That's
bands
very
true. And stuff. But not only is the band reference South African guitar music and Paul Simon's Graceland, which is an album that's now how many years old? 20?
Easily.
20-something years old. So this band has that reference point from when they were 4 years old.
Right, right,
Or 1 year old or diapers. And you have this reference point too. How do you keep up with finding especially older music, the new stuff, I understand.
Well, I think, you know, we've talked a lot about this, about, you know, how the internet has made everything so much easier. And there's kind of, it's not as exciting when you discover something new, but I feel like I've covered more ground in my years than you probably did when you were my age. So, and a lot of it for me is finding a band that's current that I really like a lot and figuring out, oh, you know, maybe someone produced this album that this new band has, mm-hmm. and going back and seeing what else that person did, and you know who played bass on this album.
And what is that process? Is Wiki one thing that you
Wiki's
would do?
Wiki's one thing. I really like allmusic.com. I go there a lot. And also just different blogs have, you know, a lot of great stuff. There's just, I mean, how many blogs are there now? Just millions. And, mm-hmm. You got to really kind of shuffle through a lot of bad ones to find ones that you like. But it's definitely a good source of new music for me.
Okay, so that was the Vampire Weekend. Doing music that doesn't sound at all like vampires.
That's right.
Anything else? What else you got?
All right, next one is Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, okay.
This band is, they've been around for a while.
Yeah, we know them.
We know them. They're on this new. Some of the themes are they, you know, just about the American way of like kind of consumption and obviously like in the internet, there's all this overwhelming amount of information. But sometimes they just want to drink a bottle of wine and slow dance.
So, what's this one called?
This one's called "Make It With You."
I'm here talking to Patrick Frank, the best intern in the building this summer for NPR, and the curator for our open mic, and also a musician yourself. We never got to play. That's one of my regrets this summer, that you're a drummer.
Yeah.
And we have to figure a way to get you back here.
Well, you know, with everything you can do with Pro Tools and Logic in terms of, like, you know, playing with people miles and miles away.
Right. We've been doing that. That'll be fun.
Maybe we can try that out.
And speaking of electronic-y kind of long-distance stuff, you picked out some really quirky guy locally. He's from Baltimore. Tell us about Dan Deacon.
Dan Deacon is definitely an absurdist composer from Baltimore. He's part of this collective called Wham City, which is all kinds of off-the-wall music, theater, and this guy's live show is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's just in the crowd yelling the whole time, and all of his gear is garbage picked. So he has all kinds of, like, broken things and all these, like, colorful patch cords everywhere and stuff like that.
I was watching one video of him, and he said, "All right, here we go!" And then nothing happens. He said, "Oh! Anybody got any AA batteries?"
He broke his keyboard, his Casio keyboard. He broke it. And he needed it for the tour, and so he was like, there was a message on somewhere saying, "Help! I need a keyboard. You know, I'll buy it from you for whatever." So,
well, let's give a listen to Dan Deacon. It reminded me a little bit of, in a funny way, of Devo, but not quite. But let's hear it.
Long live the 2-octave pitch shift.
and who the heck needs meters? I mean, just make it as
Oh, yeah, quantize, you know, garbage instruments. Yeah,
yeah, love it. Sounds fun anyway. So that's Dan Deacon. What else is in the bag here?
All right, next up is one of my perennial favorites. This guy's name is Jason Faulkner.
And I don't know him at all.
He is literally the best songwriter you've never heard of, and I will stand behind
that. Okay, I'm ready.
This guy was in a band called Jellyfish in the mid-90s. It was a power pop band, kind of a little bit under the radar. Did 2 solo albums in 96 and 99, and now in 2007, he has a brand new solo album. He was in the band The Grays with John Bryan, which everyone knows, in the mid-90s.
Great producer. These days.
Right, yeah. He also wrote songs with Brendan Benson.
Okay.
Kind of making sense now?
Now I've seen this name.
Yeah.
And Brendan Benson, the fellow who is working with Jack White these days in the
Rock and Tours.
Mm-hmm. And a songwriter, good songwriter, pop songwriter in his own right. So is this power poppy stuff?
This is power pop at its best.
Really? Well, absolutely?
I would think so. Okay. I would say so.
I may have to play some. Now, do you know are you a Flamin' Groovies fan at all?
I do not know the Flamin' Groovies.
Okay.
Okay, you win.
No, not that I win. I'm just going to have got something to play you.
That's all. You know, Left Bank, Squeeze, you know, Chalk 'em Up, all my favorites. So
let's play this. Maybe I'll sneak in a Flamin' Groovies cut.
That sounds good.
This good?
Yeah.
It's good? But.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I liked it. And maybe 25 times later, I love it. I don't know if I can do this here. I have this Flaming Groovies thing I want to play for you, and it's going to be, I'm going to put it on your iPod headphones here.
Oh, okay.
And then you tell me whether or not this is, which is better power pop. Now, this is 1976. This band, you know, sort of formed in the mid-1960s.
This is like asking who's a better basketball player, Shaquille O'Neal or Kareem.
Well, I know the answer, though. You see, that's the difference.
Oh, okay.
Well, pretty good.
I'm getting that from you before I leave.
Yeah, they made a whole album called Shake Some Action, and it's just a terrific album in 76, right at the all the punk stuff started happening.
Right, right.
It was just raw, wonderful. It reminded you a little bit of early Beatles stuff.
Yeah.
But it was fresh.
So definitely, yeah.
You can... Flaming Groovies. So you connected to All Songs Considered, and I am not Patrick Frank, because he's the guy, he's the intern, the best intern in the building.
That's
who leaves
me.
Today.
Oh, thank you so much for everything.
We saw some great concerts together, yeah?
Yeah, we did. Wow. That
favorite?
Polyphonic Spree, I think, was definitely my favorite. There was way too much confetti to wrap my brain around. And let me tell you, that 9:30 club, cleaning that up, and then having another show after
that's right, they did do that.
Unbelievable.
That
was great.
I'm sorry I couldn't let you in the dressing room that night when we did the interview with 34 people.
Oh, no. By looking at the pictures, I'm claustrophobic, so that was...
I didn't, okay.
You got people hanging off of ledges and, you know, hanging from the ceiling. Some guy was doing chin-ups. It was really weird.
Let's pick me another piece of music here.
All right. This next little segment I threw together is, I called it Side Women Step Up. We've got all these great CDs that have come through the building that are of women that were in major bands for major artists, and now they've done their own solo material. So the first one is St. Vincent. It's Annie Clark, who played in the Polyphonic Spree, and Sufjan Stevens, guitarist.
She in the current Polyphonic? She was on the Fragile Army, I think.
Possibly, I think she recorded on it. I don't think she's touring, but because she's touring behind her solo stuff now. So her new album is fantastic. This song is called Jesus Saves, I Spend. Bum, 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 bum. While Jesus is saving, I'm spending all my days in backgrounds. Landscapes with the languages of saints, while people are spinning like toys on Christmas Day. I'm inside a still life with the other absentee. Jesus is saving, I'm spending all my days in the garden, gray pallor of lines across your face, while people will cheer on the spectacle we've made. I'm sitting Is that not the creepiest Christmas carol you've ever heard? I just picture Annie Clark and Jesus in the mall, like shopping for Christmas gifts in this like really weird like music video. Annie, write this down. You got to do this.
Is it for the, and you only have, I mean, we're already getting our Christmas CDs in already.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, the earliest one that came in this year was an American Indian flute Christmas record. I took that from you before you got to see it. I was protecting.
Oh, man. I cannot wait to hear that. Yeah, no, can you ship that to me?
It may. When's your birthday?
December 16th.
All right. There you go.
There you go.
You got a present. Remember this. Pick me something else, Patrick Frank.
Okay. Next one is Joan as Policewoman.
Oh, she opened for
Andrew Bird.
Andrew Bird.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. She's interesting. Great. She played in Antony and the Johnsons and in Rufus Wainwright's touring band. And now she has another fantastic solo album as well.
What have you picked from? I haven't heard her record. I only saw her performance.
Basically, this got sent in for an open mic. And I think this is probably my favorite open mic CD that we got this year. It's just, there's a lot of different influences. On this song, we're going to play Eternal Flame. There's a gospel influence. It's kind of this like kind of cool, laid-back 12-8 groove. And there's this singer, this bass male singer, just the whole time. And it's unbelievable. I hadn't heard anything like that. And this Ebowed guitar just sounds like it's in another city. It's
and
really
an Ebow
great.
Is this a little electronic magnet?
Yeah, Ebow is it puts magnets on the string that creates a feedback loop.
And a nice little vibration of the string. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to a song. I want you to tell people about open mic because you spent so much time with it this summer. Let's play this music first. And she's on a concert we're doing today on XPN.
Oh, great.
Broadcast a Friday noon concert on NPR's site every Friday. And she's the artist there. Open Mic's done a bunch of stuff. Why don't you tell folks about Open Mic, since you spent so much time this summer with
Open Mic. We listened to every single thing that we get, or I did for the time I was here. And a lot of really great stuff, a lot of lo-fi basement recordings, a lot of just really like crazy world music, and there's a lot of stuff that's on the brink of breaking out, and that's how I really feel about Jonas Policewoman and a lot of other bands, actually, that they've just made this great album, and some of the blogs are starting to pick up on it a little bit, and they're getting some publicity in other places, but just trying to help them get to the mainstream, I think, is really a good part of it.
And if you're a musician out there, there's a submission form. Submit your music on the front page of the All Songs Considered, npr.org/allsongs.
And also visit the MySpace at myspace.com/NPR All Songs.
And if you're an unsigned artist, submit your stuff to Open Mic, because it's a great. I mean, Regina Spektor is an Open Mic artist.
Sufjan
was an Open Mic artist.
Billy Joel was an Open Mic artist.
Lots of really good artists, people making music in their house. It's not about just the singer-songwriter.
No.
It's about anybody who has a talent.
That's true.
Who wants to put it out, please do. So send us your stuff. So on your spree of women.
My spree.
As side women, is that what we call it?
I guess so. They've been in the background, and they're pushing forward. All right, last thing. My brother actually went to Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Benefit Concert in Chicago a few weeks ago. And this was just, Eric Clapton invites all of his friends.
And your brother's 12?
No. He's in college. He's cool. Okay. And so you have everyone from Robert Randolph, Buddy Guy, B.B. King, Derek Trucks, John Mayer, and Jeff Beck. And so Jeff Beck is playing with his trio, and the drummer is Zappa alum Vinnie Colaiuta, and his bass player is a 21-year-old girl named Tal Wilkenfeld. She's Australian-born. She's living in New York for the past 5 years, and she came to the United States as a guitarist, but picked up the bass. She's only been playing the bass for 4 years now. And this her solo album has lots of great odd meter stuff. The album features Wayne Krantz on guitar, Keith Carlock on drums, Seamus Blake on tenor, and Jeffrey Keyser on piano.
So she's 21 playing bass on this song that we're about to hear. Have we put this on Open Mic yet?
We have not.
Are we gonna?
So We should.
Who's in charge?
Not me. I'm done.
Okay, great. This has been fun. Let's go out on that.
All right.
A real pleasure having you here.
Best summer of my life. I appreciate it so much. I'm so spoiled right now.
Find a way to get you back here.
Again. Yeah.
And if you, we have internships here at NPR. You can be the next Patrick Frank.
I lived like a prince all summer. So apply. You want to be here. I promise you.
Just a reminder, this is a great time to dig into the archives until this big wall of CDs starts, this flood of CDs starts coming out in about another couple of weeks. The concert series will pick back up in September. Gosh, there's got to be 100 great shows to listen to. And do write us allsongs@npr.org and tell us what you like about the show. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.